Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Aarti Systems Q3 FY 2020 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kumar. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Steven. Good morning to all. I hope you and your loved ones are safe and in good health. On behalf of Aarti Systems, I welcome all participants to quarter three 2020. We have senior management of Aarti Systems with us in this call. We will start the call with opening remark on the performance of the company by Mr. Reddy, followed by financial overview by Mr. Nand, and business overview by Mr. Kalra. Thereafter, we will have a closer statement by Mr. Reddy. Subsequently, we will open up for a Q&A session. Before I hand over, let me read out the customary disclaimer statement on this. Investors are cautioned that this presentation contains forward-looking statements that involve risk and uncertainty. The company undertakes no obligation publicly to update or revise any such statement. These statements may undertake revision before new information, future events, or otherwise. Actual results, performance, achievements could differ from those expressed or implied in such forward-looking statements. With this, I am handing over to Mr. Reddy for his opening remarks. Thank you. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Kumar. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for being part of this investor call. As Kumar mentioned, I also trust that all of you and your loved ones are keeping safe and keeping well. This pandemic has reinforced that technology forms the core of every business, whether traditional or born digital. The businesses have accepted this new normal and have started exploring new products, business models to convert the challenges into opportunities. I'm extremely proud of Aarti Systems team for their commitment and efficient working in these times. The company has continued the work from home guidelines to ensure the safety and health of our associates while we continue to provide seamless services to our customers. We are working closely with our customers and other business associates to handle these challenges together. With this, I'd just like to present an overview of Aarti Systems for the benefit of all those who are joining this conference for the first time. Aarti Systems was established in 1993 in California as a software engineering company and is now spread across three continents with 16 development and service centers worldwide. Aarti Systems delivers digital transformation services with new types of innovation and creativity to businesses in various industries, technology, telecom, digital media, healthcare and life sciences, finance and insurance, and retail and e-commerce. Our deep industry domain knowledge, combined with our expertise in big data, advanced analytics, AI, mobility, IoT, RPA, and cloud, help in transformation of businesses in this digital age. During the third quarter of 2020, we have reported record revenues of rupees 224 crores, that is $30.3 million. The year-on-year growth was 13.6%. In US terms, it is 7.7%. The revenue growth is primarily across all business units, led by strong traction towards digital and product engineering services. We reported strong EBITDA margin of 16% for the quarter. The margins were benefited by revenue growth, efficient work from home operations, and improved utilization. Profit after tax was rupees 27.1 crores as against rupees 10.9 crores same quarter last year. The year-on-year growth is more than 100%. We served $28 million-plus customers during the quarter, including five customers contributing $3 million-plus revenues. Also, we added seven key customers. Digital continues to contribute over 40% of our revenues. We've added net 170-plus technical associates during last quarter to support the strong sales funnel. We have a strong balance sheet with shareholder funds of rupees 394 crores and net cash balances of rupees 262 crores to support liquidity and growth. I will now hand over to Nand Saldanha, our CFO, to provide you detailed financial analysis.
Thank you, Mr. Ekhi. Good morning to all. Thank you, everybody, for attending the call. I do hope that everybody is staying safe and adapted to this new normal. The pandemic has brought interesting changes in our ways of working, and for a technology company like RSystem, it has brought certain new opportunities along with these challenges. Let me go into detail of each line item of profitability statement. Revenue for the quarter was rupees 224.3 crores, or $30.3 million. Quarter-on-quarter increase of 6.6% and year-on-year increase of 13.6% in rupee terms. Quarter-on-quarter increase is primarily on account of volume growth, and year-on-year increase is augmented by rupee depreciation in addition to volume growth. Businesses have now accepted this new normal, and coupled with various government stimulus, we started seeing the renewed demand, especially for digital services. We witnessed record quarterly revenue as customers have now started taking decisions for digital transformation. We are quite optimistic for coming quarters, especially for digital engineering services. As Mr. Ekhi said, we have added seven key wins during the quarter, and our digital practice is doing well, contributing 40%-plus revenues. Getting down to gross margin, it was 37.91% in this quarter compared to 35.87% in last quarter and 33.88% in the same quarter last year. Improvement of 2.04% resulted from improved utilization, volume growth, and other savings. Getting down to SG&A expense line, SG&A expenses decreased quarter-on-quarter by rupees 2.9 crores. It was rupees 49.5 crores in this quarter compared to 52.4 crores last quarter. The decrease is mainly due to continued cost savings through work from home and other, and also last quarter there was H-1 visa cost. EBITDA in this quarter was rupees 35.6 crores or $4.81 million compared to rupees 23.1 crores or $3.07 million last quarter and rupees 15.5 crores or $2.18 million in the same quarter last year. As a percentage of revenue, EBITDA was 15.9% in this quarter compared to 11% last quarter and 7.8% in same quarter last year. EBITDA has improved significantly as a result of revenue growth, improved utilization, and cost saving mainly in travel and transport. On year-to-date basis, we have achieved EBITDA of more than 12%. We hope to improve this on yearly basis. Rupee at present level is also supporting us. Getting down to depreciation, the total expense was rupees 6.44 crores compared to 6.63 crores last quarter and rupees 4.51 crores same quarter last year. Increase in depreciation compared to last year is due to adoption of Ind AS 116. Interest expenses rupees 1.49 crore in this quarter compared to rupees 1.48 crore last quarter. High interest expenses primarily due to adoption of Ind AS 116. Other income in this quarter are positive 5.64 crores compared to 3.94 crores last quarter. Other income mainly consists of interest income and exchange gain or losses. Interest income for the quarter was rupees 1.56 crores. The exchange income during the quarter is rupees 3.34 crores compared to rupees 1.49 crores last quarter. Exchange gains and losses are due to mark-to-market gains or losses on restatement of outstanding forward covers. As at the end of quarter, we had total forward cover of $25.70 million with average rate of rupees 76.39 and euro cover of 2.80 million with average rate of rupees 86.33, which have already been marked to market at closing rate of 30th September. We have consistently followed this conservative accounting instead of parking such non-cash loss in balance sheet through hedge accounting. Our tax expense was rupees 6.15 crore in this quarter as against 2.83 crore last quarter. Our effective tax rate is now in the range of 18%, primarily due to SEZ benefits at Noida and lower corporate tax rate in European and Singapore subsidiaries. Net profit after tax was rupees 27.1 crores or $3.67 million compared to rupees 16.1 crore or $2.15 million last quarter. Increase in profit after tax is due to improved operating profitability. The resulting earning per share for the quarter is rupees 2.27. Getting down to the asset side in the balance sheet, total receivable at the end of quarter were rupees 114.8 crores compared to rupees 132.4 crores at the end of December quarter. The receivable in terms of DSO were 53 days as at the end of this quarter compared to almost similar 53 days at the end of December quarter. Net cash balances were rupees 262 crores at the end of the quarter compared to rupees 199 crore at the end of December quarter. So we have constantly generating cash from the business. Our system shareholder fund were rupees 394 crore at the end of this quarter compared to rupees 338 crore at the end of December quarter. So we have a strong balance sheet to support liquidity and growth. With that, let me hand over to Avirajji for review of operations. Avirajji.
Thank you, Nanji, and good morning, everyone. So I hope everybody is safe and healthy in this time. We have now accepted this world the way it is, but I think things are getting better now as out. So our investment over last year in digital technology has fueled the growth that we have seen in this quarter, and you know it has been growing over a period, this period of time. Would like to give you brief flavor of our global operation. Digital transformation continued to be our focus for quite some time now. And in our key vertical like technology, telecom, finance and insurance, healthcare, life science, retail and e-commerce. Digital transformation includes services in cloud, analytics, machine learning, artificial intelligence, data and speech analytics, RPA and Salesforce. These continue to be the arrowheads for our growth. On the cloud, we work on all the leading platforms, include Amazon, Microsoft, Google. We are advanced partner with Amazon, gold partner of Salesforce, and we work, there is a major traction in the cloud space. Most of our existing clients are talking about this, and new prospects are in the cloud space. Analytics, we continue to expand our strength in ML/AI, data and speech analytics, currently serving many key clients in this space. Mobility, we work on wide range of technology devices such as Android, iOS, hybrid to web apps, right from app to enterprise applications. This quarter, we had 7 key wins. The brief of these wins are one of the leading real estate appraisal management company has collaborated with our system to digitize their existing application to move from monolithic to cloud with a multi-currency, multi-language flavor. Another is a Canada-based leading software solution provider for water data management. They have engaged our system to migrate their existing solution to AWS cloud using microservice architecture. This will help in ensuring scalability, high availability of their product. Another company, which is a cloud-based automotive retail marketing solution provider, they have engaged our system to provide engineering and testing services to enable the automotive retailer to manage their service operations. We have actually quite a few clients in this space already. Another one is the largest telecom provider in Switzerland. They have engaged our European subsidiary to develop a new voice services for their subscribers to enhance their experiences. In Southeast Asia, a Singapore-based vertical farming company has awarded our Apex subsidiary to implement Microsoft Dynamics cloud-based ERP Business Central to automate and integrate their key business processes. In terms of headcount, technical headcount, we have added 170 plus technical associates and moved from 2,335 in Q2 to 2,506 in Q3 to take care of a strong sales funnel and a growth in existing customers. Utilization, we have notched one of the peak utilization level while handling the challenges around the virtual work environment. In IT, our utilization is almost 78.8% and up 1% vis-a-vis last term. In BPO, we have increased from 68.7 to 80%. So this is quite a jump in BPO size. On quarterly basis, our geography, North America contributes 66.8%, Europe 13.3%, Southeast Asia 17.8%, and rest of the world 2.1%. On a quarterly client concentration, top 30 clients contribute 68.7%, with our largest client at 8%. With that brief, I hand over to Mr. Rekhi for his closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Arun. Let me sum up. We have regained momentum to report revenue and margin growth in financial year 2020. For year-to-date September 2020, we have grown about 8% in the 9 months with strong margin improvement. That makes me feel positive about future growth. Business outlook has improved significantly over the last one quarter on the back of renewed interest for digital services in this new normal amidst the pandemic. We are continuing work from home operations to meet customer expectations along with safe work environment for our employees. The financial stimulus by various governments, USA and Singapore, have also supported our businesses, and it is fueling much needed liquidity. We remain focused to partner customers in delivering digital transformation. We have maintained strong balance sheet to support operations and growth. I'm quite optimistic for next level of revenue growth with strong margin for coming quarters. And we have accordingly expanded our associate infrastructure and infrastructure accordingly. This brings us to the end of our presentation today. And I will hand you back to the organizers for your questions and our answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from the line of Mohan Swamy, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congrats on an excellent quarter. We have seen a fairly robust jump in our operating margin. Now, can it be assume that this is the kind of a new norm given our superior product mix in digital right now and the client engagement, or is there any element of cost which you feel could come back in the quarters ahead which could bring about a bit of correction in the margins from these levels?
Very good question, Mr. Mohan. Yes, our EBITDA this quarter is close to 16%. Which is one of the highest in last several quarters. So you are right. You know, there are several levers which have added to this improved profitability. First, of course, is the growth of the business. This quarter, our revenue grew by 2.3 million and growth is the biggest lever. Utilization. Utilization is also improved 2% compared to last quarter. That also added. So growth, utilization has added. Cost-saving measures have also contributed. Actually, cost-saving measures are more or less in the terms of reduced travel cost. Well, that is because of the pandemic, because the traveling is not possible. So what we have seen is that, in my opinion, once this pandemic is over and we are back to pre-COVID levels, the travel cost will happen, but it's not going to happen the way it was happening pre-COVID levels. Personally, I have a feeling that we will have saving of travel costs at least 40 to 50%. So I would say that we feel that on the back of growth and on the back of utilization is something. You see, what happens is that when we add employees, it takes some time to kind of bring them into optimal productivity. So utilization will keep on hovering 2-3% plus minus. The growth will be driving the margins. Some cost savings will continue even after the pandemic is over. Personally, I feel that 15-16% EBITDA is what we desire at, and I think maybe 1% plus minus is what we should be aiming, and I'm quite hopeful that we should be able to maintain it.
Sure. Yeah, that's good enough. Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. Participants, to ask a question may press star and one now. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Reiki for closing comments.
I want to thank all of you for attending this investor call, and I appreciate all your support. That brings us to the end of this call. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of our systems, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.